Sonic. Hey everyone, just taking a quick 15 seconds to let you know that my new book, The Fitness Mindset, Eat for Energy, Train for Tension, Manage Your Mindset, and Reap the Results, which hit the bestseller list within 24 hours of its release, is now available to buy on Amazon. So if you're looking for everything you need to get into incredible shape and the mindset to keep it forever, be sure to check it out. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset. With your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode is going to be a little bit more of a lifestyle episode. I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody who's got my book, The Fitness Mindset. It's been a bestseller since it came out. At the time of this recording, it's got over 225 star reviews. And I've read every single one that's came in through Amazon. So thank you all so much. The reason for today's episode, how to stop caring about what people think about you, is down to a lot of those reviews. So for those of you who haven't read the book, just to give you a little bit of context, it's split into two sections. The whole first half is all based on fitness. So your training, your nutrition, your supplements, your sleep, alcohol, hydration, all the things that you need to get into tremendous shape. The second half of the book is all based on mindset. So all the things that you need in order to keep, get into great shape and then keep it forever so that you don't self-sabotage. You're able to build the right habits that serve and support the long-term vision that you want. And I have a section in there on my life tips, the things that I live by that serve me every single day with the hopes that I pass them on to Holly, my daughter, someday. And a lot of the reviews that have came back are people talking about the mindset section. So I'm going to spend today's episode talking about the thing that tends to hold most people back in all areas of their life, and that's caring about what other people think. One of the biggest differences for me over the last 2 years with the birth of my daughter, with Holly. Holly just turned two at the end of May. And my entire life took a huge turn and a shift in direction when she was born. And it's not a coincidence that some of the things that I'm going to talk about in this episode serve me and help me every single day in not caring what other people think about what I'm doing, and allows me to go and live the life that I want to live. So, and I'm going to talk on the tips that work for me in the hopes that they land with you. And again, it's one of these that if you're in a place to accept the information, as I would have been probably 18 months ago, 2 years ago, and I could have done with it 5 years ago. So I'm creating this episode in the hopes that it supports the people that need to hear it. So the one thing that's changed in my life more than anything else over the last 2 years, and there's a reason that in the last 3.5 years, I've gone from social welfare, living at home with my mum and dad's, driving my sister's little 99 Toyota Yaris that I didn't know would start every morning, to having a best-selling book, having a number one podcast, having thousands of followers, hundreds of thousands of followers across my platforms, a new house, a new car, all of these things that people now see as subjective success. And one of the main reasons for that has been down to me not comparing myself to what I'm doing to other people and caring what they think about everything that I do in my life. So the first thing that I would offer to anybody who's in that position that's trying to make a change in either their body composition, their job, their relationships, this advice because goes for everything, because how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're somebody that wants to quit their job and go live their dream or go follow their passion, or you're someone that wants to make a change in your body composition, or you want to move your body from a subjective 7 to an 8 to a 9 to a 10, or you want to leave your relationship because you've been in it for 3-4 years and you're unhappy but you're afraid of that loss aversion that, well, if I don't stay with this person, I'm never going to find anybody. All of these things at their root come down to us caring what other people think. And at the end of the day, we're social species who have been hardwired in our DNA and in our genome to want people to like us and want to be accepted. There's a great book by Matthew Lieberman called Social. I quoted it in my book, The Fitness Mindset. And he talks about how we're evolved as hunter-gatherer groups to need to stay within our social setting and in our social group and feel accepted by those people. Because when we're in hunter-gatherer groups, if you were excluded from the social circle, you were eaten by somebody higher on the food chain. So that is still hardwired in your DNA. It's still hardwired in your genome. It's why we care so much what other people think. It's something that served as an evolutionary purpose thousands of years ago, but now it just keeps you within the status quo and stops you living the life that you want to live and stops you making the changes that you want to change because of the fear that you have. So hopefully this step-by-step process that I'm going to talk in this episode will help you and serve you massively. And I know this is what I needed to hear 3 or 4 years ago. Like I quoted in my book, the Brandon Mull quote, that the smart people learn from their mistakes, the really sharp one learns from the mistakes of others. So hopefully listening to this episode will cut your learning curve and will allow you to make the change and just get through that mental block of caring what people think about you. So the first thing I would offer is find out who are the people that really matter, who are in your inner circle, who's your first network. Like, there's a quote that says that the people that mind don't matter and the people that matter don't mind. And when you know who your inner circle is, the people that are the closest to you, the 3, 4, 5 people who you have their back under every single circumstance and they have your back under every single circumstance, when you decide who your inner circle of people is, their opinion matters. Nobody else outside of that circle matters, good, bad, or indifferent. When you know that you have these 4 people that it might be your mom, it might be your dad, it might be your husband, it might be your wife, it might be your cousin, it might be just your best friends. When you know who those people are, when I think of the people who have my back, when I think of my inner circle, 4 names jump straight to mind and people who I know that if worse came to worst, I can turn to them. If worse came to worst for them, they could turn to me. Understand and figure out who your first circle of people are, because their opinion matters going forward. Everybody that is outside of that circle, you should not care what their opinion is. People go through their whole lives listening to opinions of people who you wouldn't even switch fucking places with. And this is one of the things that I really, really struggle with, because when I still see people taking and giving advice to people who they wouldn't switch positions with. There's one system that you can build your entire life around, and that is, the person that's offering you the advice right now on how to live your life, would you change places with them? If the answer is no, then you disregard their information. Take any nuggets of gold that they're giving, because you can learn from everybody. Like, I love the Abraham Lincoln quote that everybody can teach you something even if it's not what not to do. So take the nuggets of gold that people offer, but do not dictate the entire direction of your life based on an opinion of somebody who you wouldn't change positions with. If it's somebody that's 10 years ahead of you, 20 years ahead of you, and you would change positions with them, if they have an amazing physique and it's like, well, I would love to do what they do, or I'd love to look like how they look, then maybe it's going to be worthwhile taking in their information. Not in all cases, but the probabilities are going to be higher that they have something to offer you than somebody who's out of shape offering you with fitness advice. And that sounds ridiculous, but we go through our entire lives letting people do that. We tell people how to live a happier life. We tell them how to climb a ladder in a job that you hate. You wouldn't change positions to them. Why are you listening to them? So find out who your inner circle of people are. Their opinion matters. And the people that are ahead of you, 10, 20, 30 years ahead of you, your so-called mentors, either the people that you read about, the people that you consume, the people that maybe one-to-one in your life, the people you would change positions with, they're the people whose opinions matter, because they can help you get on the path that you want. And when you stop caring what everybody outside of that thinks, you are going to move forward faster. Okay, number 2 then is understanding that everything in life is an opinion and perspective of this moment in time. Marcus Aurelius said that everything we hear in life is an opinion and everything we see in life is a perspective. I've talked in other podcasts and in the book I mentioned about when I made the jump from teaching. For those of you who are new to my platform and new to the podcast, I was a primary school teacher, elementary school teacher for 4 years before I made the jump into my side hustle, where I started a personal training business on the side and then made the jump into it full time. When I did that, I had friends and family members, people that were particularly close to me in my life at that moment in time, call me an idiot from leaving a quote unquote good secure job with good holidays and good pay to go do a fitness thing. Those same people, when the book hit the bestseller list, those same people, when they saw that I had a new house or a new car or all these things that are subjective success, those same people said, well, I knew you were always going to make it. I'm like, you didn't. You were literally one of the people who I had to use as fire on the days when I didn't want to do fucking work because you told me I couldn't make it. The truth is, when you channel some of the energy that comes in from people having their opinion or perspective, you can use that negative energy. Energy is never lost, it's transferred. So every time somebody tells you you can't do something, or somebody tells you you shouldn't do something, you have that negative energy building up within you. It's up to you whether you choose to let it destroy you or let it create the life that you want. You never lose energy. It's a law of physics that you cannot get rid of energy. It has to be transferred. But you have that negative energy, and we all have it. When somebody says you can't do something, when somebody says you shouldn't do something, we get this well up inside us where we feel like, oh, maybe they're right. And then we get into our head. And Tony Robbins says, when you get in your head, you're dead. So when you start to think of all the bad things that can happen, you will never achieve anything you want to achieve in terms of your body composition, your job, your relationships, because you're going to let your life be directed from people telling you can or can't do something. I'm going to tell you now, you're going to go through your entire life and people are going to tell you you can't do something. You're going to go through your entire life and people are going to tell you you shouldn't do something, because that's their opinion at that moment in time. That's their perspective. You do not have to let somebody else's opinion of you or somebody else's perspective of you become your reality. That's your choice. How you see it is your choice. So it's so important to understand that perspectives change, opinions change, and people are going to go through your whole life having an opinion on how you should live your life, how you should change your body, how you should quit your job, or how what relationships you should or shouldn't be in. You have to understand that when reality changes and the physical world and the evidence, new evidence is given, we change our opinions. We as a species once thought the world was flat. We knew the world was flat until Aristotle showed that the way that the light reflected it, the earth was probably spherical. But we knew it was flat before then. Opinions changed, new evidence was given, and we shifted our opinion. Every time you think you can't do something, remember that we as a species have built a piece of equipment that can leave our atmosphere and go to another planet. We as a species have done that. So every time you think something is impossible or I can't do it, remember, we did that as a species. People that were no smarter than me and you. Sam Walton, who was the owner of Walmart stores, was worth $160 billion when he died. That's 160,000 million. So when people think, oh, I can't hit six figures, or I can't make a million, or I can't quit my job, or I can't do that, remember, there was somebody on this planet not long ago that was worth 160,000 million when he died. You telling me that there's somebody on the planet 160,000 million times smarter than you? Not a chance. So remember, it's all about the way you see it and not letting you make your decisions based out of somebody else's opinion because your mom said you shouldn't, or your dad said you couldn't, or your family or friends said it was a stupid idea and they called you an idiot, because you're going to go through your whole life basing your reality and basing what decisions you make out of the opinions of other people. Okay, the next one then is one that I really struggled with myself. And that's understanding that caring about what other people think comes down to your comparison with other people. This is something that I really personally struggle with. And I've spoke about it in other podcasts, and I spoke about it in the book. When my first 2 years in business, when I started my social media, when I started doing fitness modeling, all of these things, I was constantly comparing myself to other people. And my happiness absolutely plummeted as a result. I had the quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy," posted on my whiteboard for 2 years to try and get myself out of that habit. And I'm fortunate that I'm out the other side now. I have it tattooed on my brain that every time you compare yourself to other people, your happiness is going to drop as a result. And the caring about what other people think comes down to that direct comparison. How many times have you felt pretty good about yourself and then you go on to social media and you go on to Instagram and you see a guy that's way bigger than you, or way more shredded than you, or has a hotter girlfriend than you, or you go on and see a girl with amazing flat stomach and bigger glutes and you're like, well, why don't I look like that? Why don't I have that? And automatically your happiness plummets to the ground. That is comparison being the thief of joy. You felt perfectly fine before you went on social media. The beauty of that is you have that choice. The things you put into your mind, the thoughts that you have, your thoughts become things. The thoughts you put into your mind are going to see the actions that you take, and the actions you take are going to dictate your entire life. When you're following people on social media that are making you feel bad about yourself, when you're watching TV shows that are going to make you question the things that you have in your life and make you compare yourself to what other people have or the way that they live, you are going to be miserable and you're going to constantly care what other people think. That at its root comes down to comparing and caring what other people think about what you have and how you look. At the end of the day, when you stop comparing yourself to other people, particularly external things, by all means, I'm the first one to say, compare yourself to where you were. Become a stronger version of you. But when you compare yourself to the external things and you put your happiness and the way that you feel into external things, you're always going to source something external to have that happiness. The nice car, the big house, the pretty girlfriend, the attractive mate, or whatever it is that you have. That is external. Something that can be taken away from you in a blink of an eye. When you put your happiness into that external thing, and when you compare yourself to other people going, well, why don't I have a boyfriend like that? Why don't I have a girlfriend like that? Why don't I have a body like that? You're going to go through your entire life being miserable, and you're going to go through your entire life caring what your friends think, what your family think, and trying to one up and keep up to the Joneses just because fucking Sally has a better boyfriend, or John has a better six pack, or fucking Andrew has a better job, whatever it is, or whoever that equivalent is for you. So just remember that comparison is a thief of joy. When you stop comparing yourself to other people and compare yourself to where you were, your happiness can jump through the roof. And as a result, you just stop caring what the other people think, because it doesn't serve you and doesn't help you in any way. Okay, the next one is understanding that any negativity or hate aimed in your direction is normally a projection of what's going on in somebody else. And I'll use myself because you're your own best example. I know there was a time in my life when I would aim negativity or hate in the direction of somebody else. And I love the Buddha quote that hating somebody is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The truth is, when you aim hate or negativity towards somebody else, it's normally a sign of what's going on within you. And I've done this where I'd look at somebody and be like, oh, he's got a rich daddy, or he's on steroids, or, you know, she slept her way to the top, or whatever it is that you, ridiculous story you made up about a situation. It was normally a projection of the insecurity that was going on within you. I know myself that when I used to go onto social media and I would look at certain accounts and I would feel bad about myself and start aiming hate and negativity towards that person. Now, I wasn't a keyboard warrior, but I would internally be like, oh, they're a dickhead. And that was something that was going on within me. It was my own insecurity that I was projecting onto them. When I was able to understand that every negativity I ever felt towards somebody, or any feeling of hate or jealousy or insecurity that I ever felt, was something that was going on within me. When you take ownership of the way you feel, you have control of it and you can change it. But it comes down with understanding that when that's aimed in your direction, it's normally a projection of what other people are feeling. That's why when there's hate aimed in my direction, I spoke about this in the book, that my friends regularly refer to me as bulletproof. Because if you read my social media, as much love as I'll get the equal amount of hate from people that I don't resonate with and I don't land with, and I have no problem with that, because effectively my goal has always been legacy, helping as many and serving as many people as I can. And if that means that I isolate and alienate certain demographics of people because of it, I have no problem with that. But at the end of the day, my friends would refer to me as bulletproof, and I mentioned this in the book. I don't see words as bullets. Words are thoughts and ideas, and they just happen to be aimed in your direction. When you make your decisions based out of negativity and aimed at, and based out of hate that's been aimed in your direction, and I get it. When I started my business first and started doing the fitness modeling thing, the negative comments used to rock me to my core. Like, they used to make me feel sick, and my anxiety and my worry used to be at an all-time high because I didn't know how to handle it and I didn't know how to deal with it. I even had the quote posted on my wall that the only taste of success some people get is when they take a bite out of you. And that was my way of dealing with the negative comments that were coming my direction. As I got older and as I got more into it, and as I got a bit more self-aware of myself and realized that anytime I aimed that projection of hate or negativity on somebody, it was something that was going on within me. And then you're able to take control of that, you take ownership of it, and then it doesn't bother you anymore. And then when you see it aimed in your direction, you realize that, okay, that's something that's going on with them, in them. Like, what people think about you is none of your business. So go through your life, make your decisions, whether it's to change your body composition, whether it's to change your relationship or change your partner or change your job. Go through your life doing the things that are right for you. You're going to get negativity. You're going to get hate. But a really weird thing happens when you get past a certain point. People stop hating. People stop having that negativity. You'll always have a certain amount of it, but it's at the initial climb. It's when you're trying to get that big boulder rolling first. That's when all the pullback comes. That's when all the resistance against the change comes. Robin Sharma says that change is hard in the beginning, messy in the middle, and beautiful at the end. And that's how everything is in the beginning. So understand, if you're making that change right now, you're going to get resistance from your family. You're going to get resistance from your friends unless you have an amazing network of people. That's why I say audit the inner circle, as I mentioned in the first part. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Make sure those five people are supporting you. They don't have to be just like you, but they have to have that growth mindset that they are willing to help you become a stronger version of you and champion your life and whatever that is for you, and you do the same for them. That comes down to understanding that at the beginning, it's very, very difficult. That hate, that negativity. There's a reason that I was 25, 26, 27 before I started to make any sort of breakout or breakthrough in terms of my social media content, in terms of my business, in terms of my life and personal development in general. It was because I used to let those comments knock me back. And every time I would hear a negative comment or a hate, it would stop me putting up a post for a week because I was trying to process it and deal with it. Well, now they wash off your back. So what I would advise is, anybody that's letting that stop them, that effectively comes down to caring what people think about you, and understand that everybody goes through that. Those negative comments, those hateful comments, everybody has to digest that. It only after a certain point you realize that it's normally a projection of what's going on within that person. And then anytime you aim that feeling, if I ever say something that really pisses you off, or somebody else ever says something that really pisses you off, what's going on within you? What caused that? You know, like Pat Dively talked about in the episode, in the interview with him, that if somebody calls you a pink polar bear, because you don't take any offense to that, because you're like, well, that's ridiculous. Of course I'm not a pink polar bear. But if somebody calls you, you know, oh, you insecure wanker, and you get really offended, what's going on within you to cause that? Because if you had that reaction and you had that physical buildup of energy within you, what's going on within you to trigger that? So when you have that little bit of self-awareness and you take ownership of it, you can control it. When you can control it, you can change it. So just understand that everything that's ever been aimed in your direction, any negativity, any hate, is normally a projection of somebody else onto you. Okay, the next thing is guard what you put into your mind. For those of you who've been following the podcast for a while or watching my videos or read my book, The Fitness Mindset, you know that I'm a big believer in thoughts become things. The thoughts that you have will lead to the actions that you take, and the actions you take are going to dictate the entire direction of your life. If for whatever reason you have a negative mindset and you have that closed off mindset that you don't believe you can achieve what you want to achieve, or you're worried that fucking Sally is going to think this, or John is going to think that, or your mom is going to think this, or dad is going to think that, when you have an end goal in mind, regardless of your belief system, whether it's that you believe in the universe and the law of attraction and the universe will conspire to give you everything that you want, or whether you believe in the neuroscience explanation of the reticular activation system and your brain's internal GPS, it doesn't matter. I spoke about in my book, The Fitness Mindset, about having the end goal in mind. You can't hit a target you can't see. When you know what that end goal is, and you have, regardless of your belief system and how you achieve it, the thoughts you put into your mind are going to massively dictate the actions that you take. And then that's what's going to work towards that end goal in mind. When you have that version of you, whether that's to change your body composition, whether that's to get into a loving relationship, whether that's to be the best mom or dad you can be, whether that's to leave your job and quit and go start your business that is the passion, the thing that you've been put on this planet to do, regardless of what that end goal is, you need to consume the thoughts and consume the information that's going to support that. So one thing that massively supports me is, when I know what the end goal is, I've got my goals written down. I know what my end goal is. I'm being present with Holly, making sure that I'm a major influence in her life, building my business so I can help and serve more people. All of life's decisions get very, very easy when you know what that end goal is. I live my entire life by the premise that it's either a hell yes or it's a no. I make all my decisions on the things that I do that I'm either all in or I'm all out. When you're half in, you can't be half pregnant. You're either all in or you're all out on something. But that comes from starting with an end goal and knowing what you're working towards, and then putting all the information into your head that's going to support that end goal. If you have somebody that has a naturally negative mindset, you grew up in a negative household, you had negative parents or whatever it was that has affected the way that your genome is wired, and you feel that you have this negative insight in the way that you see the world, you can hijack that. And it's funny, when you can hack the amount of time and the thoughts that you have and the conversations that you have to work towards your end goal, you end up consuming all the information and end up supporting that. And as a byproduct, you just stop caring what other people think. You get so focused on your goal. And I know myself that the only times when my happiness has been majorly affected in my life, one was down to when I was dealing with body dysmorphia during my competing times, when I was at my most negative state and I was going through my own subjective bad time. But on the other side is anytime I'm comparing myself to other people. And that only happens when I take my eye off the ball. For anyone that's ever played sport, it's the high end. Take your eye off the ball, you lose it. When you're focused on doing your thing and you're not letting the negative information in the world or negative TV or negative books or all these things that aren't supporting that, you get so channeled and so focused and following on the one course until success that you block out the rest of the world. And at the end of the day, success leaves clues. And anyone that I've ever spoken to, I've been fortunate enough to be mentored by, or some of the books that I've read, or courses I've done, or seminars I've been to, people will tell you that when you stay so focused on the thing that you want to achieve, whether that's your body composition, your goal, or your job, or your life, or whatever it is, or whatever that looks like for you, you end up blocking out the rest of the world. But you have to take control of that. And when you take ownership of it, you can change it. Okay, the next thing is, don't let the fear stop you. When you care about what people think, that can sometimes manifest itself into fear of the opinion of what people are going to say. And I love the acronym that is, fear is false evidence appearing real. And I've gone through my whole life letting fear stop me. And I had the Arnold Schwarzenegger quote underneath my comparison quote, which is, you can't be paralyzed by fear. And this affected me. There's a reason that, as I said, 25, 26, before I started to come into my own, because I would constantly let that fear stop me. There's a fear of failure and a fear of success. The fear of failure, what happens if I don't get it or get what I want? People will laugh at me. People will talk about me. Or the fear of success, what if I do get it and I can't handle it? I know that the biggest fears and the things that scared the fucking shit out of me were the biggest growth periods in my life. They say behind every fear is a person you want to be. And the things that scared me the most, making the jump from teaching into my own business, I was terrified because, with the exception of my mom, I didn't get support elsewhere from it. I was told I was an idiot. I was told I was stupid. And I was terrified I was going to fail. I did use that energy. And when you rechannel the negative energy that people aimed at you, you can use that fire to move you forward. And I suggest anybody that can reframe it that way to do so. But behind that fear was the person that I wanted to be. I now am in a position that I'm able to help and serve more people as a result. I was terrified before Holly was born that I was going to have another person in my life that I was going to have to be accountable to, that I was going to have to provide for. I was terrified. It scared the fucking shit out of me. But now it's the person that I want to be out the other side, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, bar none. And that came out the back of the fearful situation. When you reframe fear as always behind a stronger version of you, you can become absolutely unstoppable. And that doesn't matter what that goes for. That's your job, that's your life, that's your career, that's everything. Reframe fear, don't let it stop you, and realize that all fear is false evidence appearing real because you think somebody else is going to laugh at you. You think somebody else is going to talk at you. Let them fucking talk about you. Let them laugh at you. They're going to soon move on to their thing, and they'll still be in the same position while you're moving forward towards the direction of the thing that you want to achieve and towards your dream. Let them fucking talk. Let them say what they want. It doesn't matter. If they're outside your immediate circle, their opinion does not matter. They're still going to be in the same position they were, and they're going to be talking about you with fucking 5 years when you've gone and got the body you want, you've gone and got the job you want, you've gone and got the relationship you want, you're living the life that you want. Let them stay, let them talk, let them laugh. It doesn't fucking matter. Don't let the fear stop you. It's false evidence appearing real. It only affects you if you let it affect you. And if you don't reframe it, you're going to go through your whole life letting fear stop you. Don't be paralyzed by fear. Reframe it, and you can become unstoppable in everything that you do. And the last one then is, understand you're going to fucking die. Like, if I told you, and I do this weird sadistic thing that helps me, if somebody came to me tomorrow and said, okay, you've terminal cancer, you're going to die in 5 years, how would you live your life? I still do this. This is the reason that my value ladder has got my mom at the top, it's got Holly at the top, it's got my business to help the world, it's got my friends and family, and then there's a gap between everything else. Because if I had 5 years to live, they're the things I'd be doing. I'd be spending all my free time with my daughter. I'd be spending all my free time with my mum. I'd be spending every other waking minute trying to help and serve more people and leave a legacy so I can leave the world better because I was here. When you see the world as, you may not be here in 5 years, you may not be here in fucking 5 days, you stop living like you're going to live forever. People, I've talked about in a video before about being impatiently patient. Impatient day to day, achieving what you want, but patient in the long game. People are the reverse, where they're patiently impatient. And I still do that every single day. I ask myself, if I have 5 more years left, if I have 1 more year left, what are the things that are important to me? There's a reason that if I've got a load of work to do on a Friday and it's not finished by my 3 p.m. when I'm bringing Holly to Monkey Business or to the park, it gets left and it's done because my value ladder is in order and she always comes first. But that comes down to not being like, okay, I'll just miss it this week, because then that becomes a habit and then you end up putting work above your family. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not judging the people that do that. If that's your value ladder, that's perfectly fine, as long as that's your truth and that's what's true for you. That's not what's true for me. So I build my life on the back of the things that are the most important. And that comes down to, if I had 5 more years to live, it doesn't matter if that email gets sent. I got to spend that day with my daughter. So it doesn't matter what that looks like for you. And you may have a completely different reframe. That could be your boyfriend, that could be your girlfriend, that could be your mom, that could be your dad, that could be your grandparents, that could be going to the gym because it's the way you like to make yourself feel. It doesn't matter what that looks like for you, but it's important to know that you should build your life around the fact that you're not going to live forever. And don't fucking think that you are, because we're not in a day and age where we're going to be amortal or immortal, where you're going to be able to live till the year 500 or live until the age 500. Life ends, and understanding that allows you to live it very differently. I love, and I heard from one of my mentors recently, that one of the biggest regrets in life is meeting the person that you could have become. And when you make every single decision based out of that, you stop caring what people think. You start realizing that it doesn't matter. You get one life, and if you live it and do it right, once is enough. And make sure you're not that person that goes to the graveyard, that dies with all their dreams inside them. And think about that tragedy, that you meet that person in life that you could have become, because that is the biggest tragedy that could happen to any person. Okay, so a little bit of a different episode today. Hope you guys got a load of value from it. Again, these are a bit of lifestyle, a bit more press play and talk. So I hope you got a lot of value. Please hit me up on DM on Instagram, Brian Keane Fitness. Let me know what you thought, if you liked it, loved it, hated it. Keep me posted, because I base all the podcasts off feedback. People that leave iTunes reviews, I read those and see what you want. Or the DM me on Instagram and let me know. So just hit me up, let me know what you thought. And for more information about me or my programs, head over to www.briankeenfitness.com. My Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube is all Brian Keane Fitness. My Snapchat, BrianK019. Thanks so much to everyone for listening, downloading, subscribing. Thank you, Colin at Voxonic, put together all my podcasts. It's real soon. Awesome.